My name is John Erling. Today's date is December 8th, 2011. Marcus, would you first state your full name, please?
Marcus O. Haynes, spelled H-A-Y-N-E-S, and the first name, M-A-R-Q-U-E-S.
What does the O stand for?
Oreo, O-R-E-O-L-E.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I never found that out.
Your date of birth?
March 10th, 26.
March 10th?
Right on.
1926.
That's a fact.
So that makes your present age?
Young.
I'm going to go with that.
What's the matter?
No, it is young.
Okay.
I mean, compared to Otis Clark, you are young.
Okay.
And where are we recording this interview?
Plano, Texas. That's where I live now.
Where were you born?
In Sand Springs, Oklahoma.
Was it in a house?
What we call the shotgun house. Got three rooms in it, front room, the bedroom, and the kitchen. That was it.
Any electricity or plumbing?
Nothing but kerosene lamps. Had lamps then. And you used coal oil and kerosene, but we all called it coal oil. Pour it in there with a wick and all. And then you had the globe to go over the top of where the coal oil would be.
Is that the house you grew up in?
That's the house I was born in and grew up in. Three rooms.
What was your grandfather's name?
His name was the same as my dad's, Emmanuel Haynes.
Did you know him?
No, I didn't know my grandfather.
Your mother's name?
Hattie, H-A-T-T-I-E.
Where did she grow up?
She was from Mississippi originally. Her family lived in Mississippi, and they were ran out of Mississippi. Her dad owned a cotton gin, and he was doing such a big business that the whites ran him out. Then they came into Coweta, Oklahoma, just a little short distance from Tulsa.
What was your mother like?
She was a great, great person, well-liked person. Of course, naturally, I loved her. Throughout the community, everybody looked up to her.
Did she encourage you in basketball and playing sports?
Well, she encouraged me to get my lesson. You know, she often told me, when you go to school, you learn as much as you possibly can. I had two brothers. They played basketball. My sister played basketball. That's where I got it from, my sister. Said, but you can play that basketball as long as you want to, as long as you can. And one thing for sure, they can take the ball away from you, but you get your education. Nobody can take that.
Yeah, that great advice.
Yeah.
You carried that with you, because we'll talk about how you got your college work. Your father's name?
Matthew Lemanuel Haynes.
Where was he from?
Bastrop County, Texas.
What did he do for a living?
Well, while he was there in Sand Springs, he worked on the railroad. The Sand Springs Railway ran from Sand Springs to Tulsa and back. Once he left home, he ended up back up in his home state in Texas.
How old were you when he left home?
No more than 3 or 4 years old.
So did you ever connect with him later on?
Yeah, later on I did. After I started playing basketball, and we played in Austin, Texas, which isn't too far from where his home was.
Did he come to a game?
Yes, he's at the game. I recognized him as soon as he walks in.
Even though you hadn't seen him for...
I hadn't seen him since I was 3 or 4 years old.
By that time, you were probably 20 or more.
Well, at that time, I was 16 that I finally met him.
Did you maintain a relationship
yes,
with him?
Yes, maintained a relationship from that point on.
And then your brothers and sisters?
I had two brothers and one sister. Wendell, the oldest. My sister, the next to oldest, Cecil.
Cecil.
C-E-C-I-L. And my brother, Joe. I was the youngest.
Let's talk about this house again that you grew up in. Here you have four children and your mother, and you grew up in this house, and it's just one bedroom.
Yeah, one bedroom, but we slept in all three rooms, mostly on what you call pallets.
Pallets?
Yeah. We put the blankets down on the floor, and they have sheets on the floor. That's where you slept.
No electricity, and then plumbing.
There was a person across the alley from us that had a hydrant. We bought water from them, you know, paid so much for a month, whether it was buckets or in tubs.
How did you insulate the house?
The box factory is very close to us, right across the street from us, the Sand Springs Box Company. They made these corrugated boxes. That's where we got the insulation for the house. We'd go and get some of those boxes, tack them up on the inside of the house. My sister was a great, she could paper houses. That was part of what she did.
So then what did you put on the wall to decorate it?
Well, you had the Tulsa World, had the Tulsa Tribune during those years. Then there were also a couple of black newspapers, the Oklahoma Eagle out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Black Dispatch out of Oklahoma City. And occasionally we would get the Pittsburgh Courier out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We got that from other people. and we'd use that to pay for our house on the inside.
Your mother, what did she do for a living?
She's a domestic worker. She took in clothes to wash. She'd wash and iron them at 10 cents a shirt. It wasn't very, very cheap compared to today. This was done for people across the track from us. The blacks in Sand Springs lived on the south side of the tracks. The whites lived on the north side of the tracks. She charged 10 cents a garment, 5 cents for handkerchiefs and 10 cents for other garments.
I wanted to interject there. His mother was very industrious, and she was really a pioneer to this whole women's movement towards entrepreneurship.
Let me just say here, the person you're going to hear speak now is Joan, and this is Marcus's wife. And let me just ask you, when were the two of you married?
We've been married 37 years. I met him in New York City. We got married in 1974, 75.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
How did you meet? At a basketball game?
No. I was a professional model at the time, and he had a very successful Italian knit house. Marcus was written up in Forbes magazine and numerous high-end magazines and newspapers about his successful knit house.
Knit house?
Yes.
What's that?
Italian knits that women wear, like St. John, Valentino.
That was a business of yours.
That was a business of his. So he really was a pioneer in that area also. He was very successful in that. He was giving this great big fashion show. And my agency, which was Wilhelmina Modeling Agency at the time, set me up to go and try out for the show. Well, I got rejected because Marcus says, don't hire her. So later on, I come to find out that when they asked him, well, why didn't you hire her? He says, I don't date my employees, and I do intend to date her. So that's how we got
You're
together.
Pretty sure of yourself there, pal.
Check it out anyway.
That's a great story. All right. So Joan is going to interject here throughout the interview, but we were talking about Marcus's mother.
Yes.
Yeah. She was such a hard worker, Joan. I think you were saying that she was kind of the forerunner for women and what they did. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, and entrepreneurship. When I listen to the stories that have been told by Marcus's family, the parallels between what she did and what's going on now is just amazing. Women now are working at home. They come out of corporate America and they're at home. She worked at home. Her advertising was word of mouth. Word of mouth is a very good form of advertising today. She worked with other women in the community to get it out what she was doing. She had more than enough work. And like Marcus said, on the other side of the community, she was utilized all the time. So she did very, very well. Matter of fact, having to turn down work.
And my sister was a seamstress. She made women clothing. She also papered houses.
Did they give you a job? Did they say, you need to go out and earn some money?
I cut grass with Uncle Jack uptown. That's in the white neighborhood. I worked for him for 25 cents a day. We didn't have the electric mowers during those years. You know, just had those that you pushed.
So you were bringing money into the house, too?
A little bit. Then I sold newspapers. I sold the Tulsa World. I also sold the Tulsa Tribune. Yeah, and then there were a couple of black publications I sold.